Well, hello from beautiful Colorado in the USA. This is singer-songwriter and studio session singer Beth Williams, bringing you music where the Colorado mountains meet the West Texas wind. I'm coming to you from Hill Country Recording Studio, right here on the western slope of Colorado. I want to welcome all our listeners overseas and in the U.S. I really appreciate you tuning in and joining me today. Hope you're having a great day or night, depending on when you're listening to this show, wherever you are. So let's go ahead and get started. I just got a brand new CD in the mail yesterday from Americana singer-songwriter and novelist Mike Blakely. This is his first CD in 6 years. It's titled Keepsake. I have to tell you, it's a beautiful CD cover. Great little CD here. This is his 12th CD in a recording career that spanned 25 years. And from what I'm reading, he worked on this project for more than 2 years at Lazy L Studios in Kingsland, Texas. He worked with his longtime band member and record producer Larry Nye. And I guess these guys have performed together for over 20 years. So I was looking through the CD and listening, and I ran across track number 5, Moonlight Colorado. And since this show is Colorado and Texas, I thought that would be the perfect way to kick the show off. So right now, here's Mike Blakely with his song, Moonlight Colorado.
Colorado moon shining down on a muddy mountain road, and old Marty Robbins' tune fading on the radio. I got the wheel, cussing my old treadbare tires. I've lost my way in life and on the road. Once there was a day, well, I knew where I was going. Once I knew the way, it was easy to decide. Somewhere down the road, I took a turn that led me nowhere. Slid out of the driver's seat and just went along for the ride. So shine down on me, moonlight Colorado. Don't let me stray. Shine down on the long night till tomorrow finds a new day. Moonlight, show me the way. Somebody say Colorado's nice this time of year. You can get away, maybe find some peace inside. So I quit my job, I wasn't getting nowhere anyway. Gassed up the pickup and just headed up here for a ride. It's summer down below, but up here it's always winter. Nights are freezing cold when the wind begins to blow. I'm so alone that if I slid off of this road and I fell off of this mountain, how in the hell would anybody know? Shine down on me, moonlight Colorado. Don't let me stray. Shine down on the long night till tomorrow finds a new day. Shine down on me, moonlight Colorado. Don't let me stray. Shine down on the long night till tomorrow finds a new day. Moonlight, show me the way.
That was Moonlight Colorado by Texas singer-songwriter Mike Blakely from his brand new CD, Keepsake. Thanks for tuning in. I'm Beth Williams, bringing you music from Colorado and Texas. So we started with Texas. Now we're coming back up to Colorado. Going to do a tune from John William Davis. The song is called Revelation Land. Following that, we're going to have another Colorado singer-songwriter, Sunny Hagar, who lives in Denver, Colorado. We're going to do a tune from her Pieces in the Dark CD. The song is the title song, actually, Pieces in the Dark. And Sunny has two CDs of original music. And let's see, it says here she's played in bands all over the country, from California to Las Vegas to Nashville to Austin, Texas. Right now, she's back in her hometown. She's teaching music lessons and working on new material. But right now, here's John William Davis with his song, Revelation Land.
Mama, 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 there's a madman on the beach, holding a private conversation with the moon. He has one foot in the ocean, another foot in the sand. Said I've come down here to take my final stand. I've broken sacred seals on a thousand liquor bottles, where the whiskey whispers all the night. What was bitter in my belly was like honey on my tongue, fired me to the light of this prophecy. And I believe the time's at hand, down here in Revelation Land. Wretched, blind, and naked in the bowels of Babylon lies a wounded beast that cries out in the night. In the company of those with nothing left to cling to but the curses that they carry in their hand. Those everlasting curses shattering in the night, down in Revelation Land. Dragon ladies offer up paradise tonight, where dealers buy and sell on the corner, and all approaching here come just like thieves in the night, down in Revelation Land. Child of mine, you've been hanging around the boardwalk where those bums all congregate in the summertime. And I hate the way they smell, I hate the way they mumble, I hate feeling more guilty and free. Sometimes I believe the times that I am down here in Revelation Land. Maybe all generation. As every night new lambs lie down to bleed, and all approaching here come just like thieves in the night. In Revelation land,
on for miles. It's how desolate I feel tonight, with an aching deep in my bones, longing for a dream I've never known. Through the wind I move so slow, holding to you've shown before I crumble to pieces in the dark. Will you catch me like a falling star? Maybe I'll stumble safe into your arms, and I won't. Into my empty rooms, will you love me for the places I hide? Peel back the layers to this little girl you find before I crumble to pieces in the dark. Will you catch me?
Oh,
That was beautiful and talented Sunny Hagar doing the title song from her CD, Pieces in the Dark. Right before that, we heard John William Davis doing his song, Revelation Land. And now we're going to hear a tune from Eric Stuckey off his brand new CD. The CD is called Stray Clouds, and the song is called For Old Time's Sake.
The way the light cast your silhouette like it did just now as you moved across the room. Now here we are after all these years, watching the sunset disappear on the back porch of this old saloon. There ain't no music on, but all we need's the cricket song to keep the rhythm of this night. Don't need to know where it all went wrong. There ain't no use in hanging on. Do you feel it too? A chance we need to take for old time's sake. Well, you still got that ageless laugh. Funny how things will bring you back to nights like these on old familiar roads. There's the drive-in movie screen, a souvenir for our memories. And girl, ain't it good to be back home? Well, there ain't no music on, but all we need's the cricket song to keep the rhythm of this night. Don't need to know where it all went wrong. There ain't no use in hanging on. Do you feel it too? A chance we need to take for old time's sake.
Eric Stuckey doing his song For Old Time's Sake from his CD Stray Clouds, and it just so happens that I have him on the line now. We're actually on Facebook video chat. Hello, Eric Stuckey.
Thanks for having me, Beth.
Okay, let's just kick right in. I love your new CD. This is your debut CD, I think, isn't it? Stray Clouds.
It is.
How many songs are on this CD?
It's a 12-track album, and 9 of them are original songs, and then I did a couple covers and just kind of wanted to represent some of the guys I grew up listening to. And so I put a Don Williams song on there, and I put a John Hartford song and an old blues tune that Hot Rise did. Tim O'Brien and Hot Rise is called 99 Years and One Dark Day, and we kind of did it a cross between their version and the original blues tune, which was by Jay Fuller. So it's kind of a bluesy bluegrass tune.
So let's just jump back for a minute and let's just talk about how long you've been playing music.
Well, I started playing mandolin when I was about 10. And my parents bought me a pawn shop mando that came in a cardboard box. I loved it. I got inspired by watching Mark O'Connor play the mandolin at the Silverton Bluegrass Festival. I was just kind of hooked from there. So I took lessons from different teachers around Montrose, Colorado, where I'm from, and have been playing ever since. And then I started, picked up the guitar in my later teen years and singing and songwriting at that point as well.
Okay, so those are the two instruments you play then?
Yeah, those are the ones I play out most of the time. And I do play other instruments, but the mandolin and the guitar are the ones I focus on a lot.
Tell us about your first live performance or your first band.
My first band, I mean, I had done smaller performances, but my first steady gig was actually at the KOA Park in my junior year of high school, playing with a bluegrass band in the KOA Park in Ouray, Colorado. So played with the bluegrass band, and they were, you know, a little older than me, more around my parents' age, but great banjo players. Name's Don Stiltner and his wife Carolyn, and a singer named Bruce. And so I played with them every Friday and Saturday night for 2 summers out there. So that was my first band that I played in, and I just played mando in that group. I hadn't really started the songwriting and the singing at that point, or I hadn't integrated it into, I guess, my performance.
I see you're in beautiful Nashville, Tennessee, with a beautiful sky behind you there, but you're from Colorado. How long ago did you move to Nashville, and why did you decide to move there?
I moved here 7 months ago. And I mean, fully relocated. I'd been making trips down here and co-writing with people here for a little while, and decided to transplant down here. I was putting out my album, and I love music. You know, it's just an opportunity to really, you know, just get in it and enjoy music as much as I do. I mean, I love going out and listening to live music. So it just got to the point where I needed to be a lot closer to the industry. So that's why I'm here, and it's a great city. I really am enjoying it.
When I visited there many, many years ago, I recorded my very first album there. Everyone I met was a songwriter. Is that your experience? Everybody there is in the music industry?
Yep, a whole lot of them. And so you get something that I never grew up with, you know, and you just don't in anywhere that's not a city like Nashville or maybe Austin, or, you know, where music is real big. But you have a lot of people who are, they're kind of going out on a limb for themselves, you know, and so that's neat to be around. It's just inspiring to be around a lot of people like that, and that you have that in common with.
Are you touring at all? Are you just playing around Nashville? Are you coming back? Didn't I see recently you were back in Colorado playing, or no?
I do tour around. I am in Nashville, and I play some here, but I mostly co-write a lot and kind of woodshed while I'm here and meet people, and I do some session work as a mando player, different things like that while I'm here, and then I do travel quite a bit, and I play around Colorado. I'm doing a tour in Texas in March. Have yet to hear, you know, they haven't made their decisions yet, but South by Southwest is, you know, a potential to do some showcase there, and then play around Texas in March. I'll be here in Nashville, and then I'll leave and play around for, you know, 3 weeks to a month at a time. And so I can go back and forth. So,
do you tour by yourself, or do you have some guys you take with you?
It's mostly just a solo act right now, just singer-songwriter stuff. Sometimes I'll have a side man, you know, maybe one, but rarely a full band thing right now. You know, so I'm just not pushing that aspect right now. I'm mostly focusing on the songs and the singing.
So would you say probably you want to do festivals, I would think, and are you doing house concerts? Are you, for anybody who happens to be listening?
Absolutely. Yeah, yep, and that's what I do most of right now. And I actually played in Paonia near you at the Blue Sage not too long ago. Listening rooms like that are really great. And I do house concerts and love doing house concerts. Festivals, I'm playing at the Cedar Ridge Apple Fest coming up here in October, so I'll be out in your area again.
Are you, like, doing all of this grassroots? Are you booking yourself? Are you doing the whole thing as an indie artist? Or do you have people helping you? How's that going?
It's all in-house right now. And so I do my own booking, and you just kind of, I set aside a certain amount of time for each project, you know, as far as management side, I guess you'd say, of my own career, and then the playing and the writing, you know. So, but I do it all right now. Yeah, it's working good for me so
That's
far.
Good. Good. Yeah, well, the thing is, if you're doing it yourself, you know you can trust yourself to get it done right, to get it done like you want it done.
Yeah, you know how hard it's you're working for it, you know.
Yes.
And somebody else, you may not be able to tell. So
your CD, so let's talk for a couple minutes, Stray Clouds. So where can people purchase this CD?
I sell hard copies off my website. That's the only hard place to buy a physical CD is my website, which is ericstuckey.com. And you can also download it on iTunes and Amazon, and it's on Spotify as well, and it's virtually on every online platform out there. I had a record label put it out digitally for me.
And so what is your Facebook page if people want to come and join your Facebook tribe, which I'm sure they will want to?
If you just type in Eric Stuckey, Eric Stuckey Music is what it is, and a lot of people they can't find me because they spell my first name wrong. So my first name is spelled E-R-I-K. Anyway, if you spell it that way, you'll find me, Eric Stuckey Music. Please come and like my page. I'd really love that. And that way I post where I'm going to be playing and videos of things I'm working on. And then if you want to do like facebook.com/ Stuckey's Music is also another way you could find it on Facebook.
And so how do you spell Stuckey? Just because you could do it with an E or without. How do you spell it?
It's S-T-U-C-K-Y.
Folks definitely need to do that. So where would you like to see yourself in 5 years? Do you plan on doing another CD? How's your writing going? Are you writing a lot right now?
Yeah, I'm writing a lot. I'm doing a lot of co-writing, which is fun to do here in Nashville. Not something you have as much access to in Western Colorado, as you know. But so being here in Nashville, I've been collaborating a whole lot with people, and it's a lot of fun. You know, so I do that a lot. I do plan on putting out an album. I don't have a definite date for it yet, but within the next 5 years, I'll definitely have an album out, another one, you know. So maybe two by that time, but we'll see.
Okay, so I'd like to play another song off your awesome CD, Stray Clouds. I already played For Old Time's Sake. What is a song you'd like me to play? And then tell me a little bit about that song.
I'd like you to play If the Storm Never Ends. And that's track 12 on the album. It's the one, it wraps up the album. And I'm just really proud of that song. I wrote that one with my friend Bob Ray, who is a songwriter out here in Nashville, also a Colorado transplant. That was our first co-write together, and I'm just really, really happy with how that one turned out. So I play that one around here a lot, and that's one of the more popular ones as far as requests go. So if you'd play that one for them.
Do you have any words of wisdom of anything that you've learned that you'd like to share with them, or anything from your heart about the music business?
The thing that seems to have worked for me is staying focused on the music and not getting sidetracked with some of the the sparkly things or the lights and you know, kind of the whole some of the lifestyle that can get distracting. So I'd say it's been really if you focus on the music and really have a passion for music and keep it about that, then I think you'll get where you're going. You know, it's just keeping it about the music. So.
Keeping it about the music. That's perfect. Perfect way to end this. Thank you so much. Enjoy your time in Nashville, and I'll look forward to seeing you when you get back over here to the western slope of Colorado. And right now, here's Eric Stuckey.
Get away. I hope you know that I mean what I say. I'm only a man that loves you. Give me a chance to prove that it's true, and you'll never be all alone. You'll always have my hand to hold. What I'm trying to tell you, when you need, I will be your umbrella, and I will stand in the rain until the sun shines again. Or forever, if the storm never ends. There's only one way to give you enough. Every day you'll have all of my love, and you'll never be all alone. again or forever if the storm never ends. When you need, I will be your umbrella, and I will stand in the rain until the sun shines again, or forever if the storm never ends, or forever if the storm never ends.
That was Eric Stuckey from his new CD, Stray Clouds. The song was called If the Storm Never Ends. Be sure and go check him out on Facebook, like his page. You can find him on Stuckey's Music, and also his website is ericstuckey.com. Right now, here's Colorado songwriter Mike Gwynn from his CD, Still Going 70 in a 55. The tune is called Jazz Standard Man.
Play what you love, baby.
I'm a jazz standard man, that's just the way that I am. I love a juke that has bass and duke, cause I'm a jazz standard man. I'm a jazz real book guy, that's the way I prefer to fly. I'll take my funk with a cider monk, cause I'm a jazz real book guy. I love a bridge with a minor seven. My ideal heaven smiles and Bill Evans. When I die, do not grieve. Stay autumn leaves with a band, cause I'm a jazz standard man. Yes, I am. Benny and Dizzy, Hampton and Herman, Lover Man written by young Jimmy Sherman. I can't make the scene without Getz and Joe Beam, cause I'm a jazz standards man. I like bebop and the blues, like Moe's on a Mexican cruise. But when we hit Ensenada, don't play Moonlight Sonata, cause I like bebop and the blues. Young Lady Gaga, an Indian raga may be part of your musical plan. But I'll take Chet Baker, Cole Porter, Art Acres, Stan Kenton, still a man. I'm a jazz standard man, I'm that kind of groove's biggest fan. Horace Silver, John Hendricks, that's how I get my kicks. Let's hit Route 66 in my band, cause I'm a jazz standards man. Young Lady Gaga, an Indian raga may be part of your musical plan, but I'll take Chet Baker, Cole Porter, Hot Acres, Stan Kenton, still the man. I'm a jazz standards man, I'm that kind of groove's biggest fan. Joe Pass, Betty Carter, I can't get started unless we hit Route 66 in my van, cause I'm a jazz standards man. Mm-hmm.
always rain, always rain. I can hide it every day, find the words I need to say. Always rain, always rain. So bold to lose the rain, always rain. Turmoil in my life, extraordinary strife, always rain, always rain. I can hide it every day, find the words I need to say. Always rain, always rain.
Thanks for tuning into the Beth Williams Indie Americana Songwriter Show. I am Beth Williams, and that tune was Rick Iraki. It was called Always Rain from his CD, It's About Time. Right before that, we had Mike Gwynn doing his song, Jazz Standard Man. And as I'm looking at these two CDs and thinking about the song I'm going to play next, which is a tune by Cass Clayton, I realize they all three have something in common. David Snyder at Snyder Sound Studio in Paonia produced all three of these CDs and then, of course, these songs. And they were either recorded at Snyder Sound Studio or at Far and Away Studios in Boulder, which is Jeff Gray. So, a lot of great music coming out of Colorado over here on the Western Slope. And speaking of great music, this next tune is called Woman in the Way. And as I said, it was produced by David Snyder. It was written by David and Cass Clayton, who's a beautiful gal over on the Front Range of Colorado. And she has just released a couple of singles, and this is one of them. She's really terrific. So be sure and check her out at CassClayton.com. Right after Woman in the Way, I'm going to play a tune by David Snyder, who is not only a great producer and engineer, but a terrific musician. You can check him out on Facebook, David Snyder Music. The song I'm going to play is Funk Suite from his Echoes of the Master CD. But right now, here's Cass Clayton doing her song, Woman in the Way.
Soul speaks in mysterious ways. It's whispering you'll be gone someday. Hear what it's trying to say. Girl, open your eyes. There's a woman in the way. There's a woman in the way of the love we used to know. A woman in the way, we're going toe to toe. If she wins, it's over. Nothing borrowed. There's a woman in the way, me and you. just what I gotta do. I swear I don't wanna know the plain old ugly truth. My mama, she had the gift and she gave it to me too. I close my eyes and there's another woman in my view. There's a woman in the way. The way
was David Snyder doing his tune, Funk Suite. Right now, here's Colorado songwriter Glenda Fletchall with her song, Letting You Go.
I recognize these feelings all too well. Since you've gone, my heart is just a shell. I just can't let you go. In my heart, I need to know you will never be replaced or your memory erased. I don't want to let you go. Because I need you, how can I go on alone? But when I find the strength inside me, someday I might see that letting go of you will mean that both of us are free. And so because I love you, I will let you go. Because I love you, I release you on your way. As I grow stronger, I won't need for you to stay. And even though I miss you dearly and want to hold you near, I understand a greater plan is operating here. And so because I love you, I will let you go. Letting go doesn't mean I've replaced you, and you won't be erased from my mind. It means that I simply allow what must be and cherish your part in my life. Because I love you, I release you on your way. As I grow stronger, I won't need for you to stay. And even though I miss you dearly and want to hold you near, I understand a greater plan is operating here. And so because I love you, I will let you go. I will let you go.
That was Glenda Fletchall doing her song, Letting You Go. Thanks so much for tuning in. I'm Beth Williams. I appreciate you hanging out with me. I'm coming to you from beautiful Colorado in the USA. And now it is time for... yes, the Gospel Minute. Today's Gospel Minute is a friend of mine, actually, Miss Karma Grimes with Lifesong Ministries. The tune is called Get Happy. And I imagine if you tap your toes, snap your fingers, whistle along and sing along, you're going to feel pretty happy. Here she is now, Karma Grimes.
Something you gotta do. Turn your eyes on Jesus. Think about something true. He's gone to especially for you. Come on, get happy.
Get happy.
Need to be happy.
Get happy.
He's coming back for you. He's coming back for you. This world is full of trouble. What are you gonna do? Confusion clouds your thinking, but God's gonna see it through. Turn your eyes on Jesus. Think about something true. He's gonna build a mansion, especially for you. Come on, get happy. You need to be happy. He's coming back for you. He's coming back for you. So put your hands together, turn your face to the sky. You know that your redemption is drawing nigh. Come on and get happy, don't stay in your seat. You need to be happy, so get up on your feet and clap your hands and praise the Lord. You need to be happy and in one accord. Think about things that are true and honest. Think about things that are just and pure. Think about things that are lovely and good. If you think on these things, peace is yours. And you can soar with the eagle in the clouds above. Rejoice in your salvation, abounding in His love. Turn your eyes on Jesus, think about something true. He's gonna build a mansion, especially for you. Come on and
get happy,
you need to be happy. He's coming back for you. He's coming back for you. So put your hands together, turn your face to the sky. You know that your redemption is drawing nigh. Come on and get happy, don't stay in your seat. You need to be happy, so get up on your feet. Clap your hands and praise the Lord. You need to be happy and in one accord. Think about things that are true and honest. Think about things that are just and pure. Think about things that are lovely and good. If you think on these things, peace is yours. And you can soar with the eagle in the clouds above. Rejoice in your salvation, abounding in His love. Turn your eyes on Jesus, think about something true. He's gone to build a mansion, especially for you. Come on and
get happy,
you need to be happy. He's coming back for you. He's coming back for you. We ought to be happy down in our soul. We ought to be happy, let the joy bells roll. We're gonna live with Jesus forevermore. There'll be no sorrow on that fair shore. Quit looking down, start looking up. He's coming back very soon.
So
That was yours truly, Beth Williams, singing my song, I Sit and Ride, from my One Empty Chair CD. That song was inspired after an elderly lady in a nursing home told me about a dream that she had, the same dream every night where she'd ride on a train, just sit and ride. You can read about that on my website, BethWilliamsMusic.com. Looks like we're out of time. Time sure does fly when you're listening to wonderful Colorado and Texas songwriters. So I will be back same time, same station next week. And until then, I hope you'll join me on Facebook, Beth Williams Music, and also on my YouTube channel, Beth Williams Music. You can go and listen to these shows as many times as you like by going to BethWilliamsMusic.com/radio shows. So until next time, this is Beth Williams wishing you well.